Law functions as a means of directing and imposing restraints upon human activities, and it must therefore seem something of a paradox that the idea of freedom can be embodied in the law. The answer to this seeming paradox is to be gathered by directing attention not on man solely as an individual living in an unrestricted state of nature, but on man as a social being living a life of complex relationships with the other members of his community. Rousseau's famous words, "Man is born free, yet everywhere he is in chains," may have derived from the romantic notion that the savage lives a life of primitive freedom and simplicity. But in practice, as Rousseau realized, man is never isolated and free in this sense, but always part of a community. And the degree of freedom he enjoys or the extent of the social restraints imposed upon him will depend upon the social organization of which he is a member. Nor is a restraint necessarily a trespass upon liberty. The law restricts physical assault by one person on another. If unlimited assault were permitted, no human society could survive, for there would not even be that minimum degree of security without which human calculation for the future would be vain. Thus, universal restraints of this character play an essential, if indirect, role in securing the freedom of all.